Franklin Republican Jeremy Durham's expulsion from the Tennessee legislature has not ended the debate over his behavior. Democrats say the claims of sexual harassment are symptoms of deeper problems. Republican leaders, meanwhile, say he was just a bad apple. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Nashville Democrat Brenda Gilmore has been in the state legislature for nearly a decade. She says it's not enough to have rules at the Capitol against sexually harassing women. Legislative leaders have to show people's complaints about harassment will be taken seriously.
They need to feel assured that when they bring these type of allegations to the attention of leadership, that something's going to be done immediately.
Gilmore doesn't think Republican leaders passed that test. She and other Democrats say House Speaker Beth Harwell didn't take any action against Durham until some women spoke anonymously with reporters. They accuse her of worrying more about political perception than the alleged victims. Harwell, however, says that behind the scenes, she acted quickly. But her hands were tied because no one was willing to file a formal complaint and risk retaliation. She says she's tried to make sure that's no longer the case.
We have completely reformed what was an inheritance sexual harassment policy that was not a good one. It was 17 years old. We have rewritten it, and I think it's a much better policy. I don't think it, I know it.
The new policy widens the definition of harassment, gives victims more ways to file complaints, and requires lawmakers and senior staff to report any complaints they hear about. Harwell adds that she set in motion the independent investigation that eventually led to Durham's removal. But Nashville Democrat Beau Mitchell says it came too late and didn't go far enough. He notes investigators turned up evidence that an unnamed Republican lawmaker fired a staffer who complained about harassment.
These people are in here talking about they're trying to make it safe for women to come forward. They've set the example that if you come forward and say anything, you'll be fired and we're not going to do anything about it.
The legislature's sexual harassment policy, Mitchell says, is only as good as the people enforcing it. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.